The push for a 25% gas export tax in Australia hasn't gone away, despite being knocked back in the federal budget. It has the support of the Greens on the left, independents like David Pocock, and One Nation on the right. Pauline Hanson's even made it one of her flagship policies as her party experiences a massive surge in polling. The next federal election is 2 years away, and Labor may even change its mind on a gas tax, having not fully slammed the door on the policy. Anthony Albanese just said it wasn't the right time for a tax as he shored up Australia's fuel supplies with regional trading partners. So, how would a proposed gas tax work? Advocates for the policy want a 25% flat tax put on all gas exports. The Greens estimate it could bring in $17 billion extra revenue every year and take advantage of the record profits the industry has been making amid global energy price spikes. But gas companies say they already pay their fair share of tax, part of it through the petroleum and resources rent tax. This is a profits-based tax of 40%, which can be offset by capital costs and investment, or the costs of actually setting up the projects. For example, Chevron's Gorgon project in northwest WA cost $70 billion to build and began production in 2016. It made its first payment to the PRRT in 2025. In that 2024-25 financial year, the oil and gas industry contributed nearly $22 billion in state and federal taxes. But only 6% of that was related to the PRRT. The rest of the $22 billion came via corporate tax, which every Australian company has to pay, royalties to state and territory governments, and other taxes and excises. Another new policy in this space is the federal government's gas reserve scheme. Due to start in July 2027, major gas companies will need to set aside more gas for Australian consumers. It's a policy the federal government claims will drive down domestic prices and means local gas suppliers won't be forced to buy from potentially more expensive international markets. Gas is seen as a crucial stopgap as the national energy grid brings in more renewable sources and moves away from coal-fired power. A recent Senate committee explored a 25% gas tax and had nearly 250 submissions. Committee members ultimately couldn't agree on recommendations, but they suggested the government look again at the issue once the war in Iran and the global fuel crisis has been resolved.